Professor David Greenidge, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
We wanted to talk about the AACC, the American Association of Clinical Chemistry International Conference this year, which is coming soon. And we wanted to ask you about what is the main focus of this year's conference?
Well, like all years, the meeting doesn't really have a particular focus because it is the content really covers the spectrum of laboratory medicine. I will say though that this year AACC begins to celebrate the road, what they're calling the road to 75. You know, so this is the 70th. AACC Annual Scientific Meeting and Clinical Lab Expo. And in 5 years, we'll celebrate a big anniversary. That will be the 75th annual meeting. And so because this is the 70th year, we're calling it the Road to 75 with the celebration of the 70th birthday or the anniversary this year, looking forward to the future in 5 years with the 75th.
And what is outstanding about this year's presenters?
Oh, well, from the plenary sessions that feature world-renowned scientists to intimate brown bag sessions that are geared towards, you know, lively discussions on certain topics, the annual meeting really offers something for everyone. So I think that there's lots of content that's outstanding. Some of the novel things that we're doing this year, on Monday, there will be a disruptive technology competition. So we have received approximately 40 applications from different individuals and groups and industries to present some novel emerging disruptive technology. Those applications are going to be judged by a panel of individuals in advance of the meeting. And then three finalists will be selected to present their technology at the annual meeting. And a panel of judges live on stage will hear their presentations and then award the grand prize to one of those three groups.
So I guess that is one of the strategies used to attract attendees.
Well, I think the meeting itself attracts attendees. The AACC annual scientific meeting is well known around the world for offering high quality content in science and clinical applications. And so the meeting itself attracts attendees. Of course, AACC does marketing of the meeting as well, but because of its long and successful history, the meeting itself is just known as an important meeting to attend.
And are organizers looking at other continents to attract more international visitors?
Sure. Although we are the American Association of Clinical Chemistry, we are really a global scientific professional organization. And so, again, the annual meeting of AACC does attract visitors from across the globe. And so we have not only attendees that come from different countries across the planet, but also speakers. Some of the speakers in the scientific sessions are from outside the U.S. There are many, in fact. So we're very excited to have visitors from around the globe join us in Chicago this summer.
And could you please describe the overall organization of the conference? I mean, courses, workshops, industry workshops.
Yes. So the overall organization of the conference like many conferences, there's different types of sessions that take place. So we have scientific sessions that vary in length from an hour and a half to 2.5 hours long. These are large rooms that are given where the speakers present to large audiences. We have the five plenary sessions, you know, that kick off each day's events. It's the only thing that's taking place during the plenaries. So we expect large numbers of attendees to hear really world-renowned scientists share their research and discoveries. We have very intimate brown bag sessions that take place in the morning, so at breakfast, and then during the afternoon at the lunch hour, where there's a speaker plus up to 10 other 10 attendees, and there's much more. That's a really much more intimate discussion that takes place because of the format, that small size of 11, one speaker and 10 individuals sitting at a round table over a meal, while the presenter shares their insights into the topic that they are presenting on. We have poster sessions, right? So we're hundreds of abstracts will have been presented in a poster format that attendees can browse through. The posters are up each day on Tuesday and Wednesday of the meeting, and they each poster is up for the entire day, and attendees can walk through the posters either alone or with groups. There will be poster walks sponsored by various AACC divisions where groups of interested individuals will be led by a leader to visit some specific posters and discuss their content. And the poster presenters, although their poster is available all day, they will be present for 1 hour of that day to interface with individuals who stop by to learn more about what they had to share. Okay, and then there are abstract sessions. There are poster sessions where individuals have submitted an abstract that was reviewed by a panel of individuals. Accepted abstracts are presented in poster format. Posters are presented on Monday and Tuesday. The posters are up all day, but the poster presenter is there for only 1 hour of the day. And so attendees can visit the posters. They can walk around them at their leisure. And there will also be poster walks led by individuals from some of AACC's scientific divisions. So a small group of interested individuals will visit specific posters to discuss their content and share their knowledge with each other.
And what is covered by the registration fee? Are there any types of different kinds of registration fees?
Yes, I guess I would. There are several different registration fees depending upon the type of membership an individual has and when in time they actually register. So the less expensive registration fees, called the early bird registration fees, are available until June 14th, and then the prices go up if people wait too long to register. But I would refer people to the AACC website if they want to see a breakdown of all the fees and what is included in that fee.
And are there going to be industry-sponsored workshops? Is the IVD industry supportive of this conference?
Oh, yes. There are always industry-sponsored workshops, and there will be this year in Chicago. We view our IVD industry partners as just that. They are partners with us. And honestly, our meeting would not be possible without their support. The IVD industry is very supportive of the conference, and we are happy to have them involved.
And is there any particular event that would definitely recommend that you are a fan of?
I'm a fan of the whole meeting. I've attended for many years now, and I always find it engaging and interesting. I always take something home with me in terms of a new idea, a new knowledge. I gain insights into what's happening in laboratory medicine. So I really don't have a particular event that I would recommend. I think the event that I would recommend is the actual meeting. So I hope that those listening are able to come to Chicago and enjoy all that the city has to offer, but more importantly, that they take great advantage of all the wonderful content that myself and my committee has put so much effort into creating such a great scientific program. We really do hope people come in and enjoy it.
Thank you very much. We invite our audience to attend the conference and to keep up with the information. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.